From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Digital Foundry Business and Software Consulting is proud to support its multinational clientele and the California Report podcast. Digital Foundry, on the web at digitalfoundry.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. A sellout crowd packed AT&T Park in San Francisco last night for one last look at Barry Bonds, as a giant anyways. The slugger says he wants to keep playing, but retirement can't be too far off. Sylvia Reyes brought her two grandchildren to the game.
We're going to really miss him because, you know, when you think of the Giants, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Barry Bonds. So he's going to be missed for sure.
The slugger's 15-year career with the San Francisco Giants ended with a loss to the San Diego Padres, but Bonds is tops in the history books after besting Hank Aaron's home run record last month. With an asterisk, the guy who owns the record-breaking home run ball is sending it to the Baseball Hall of Fame with an asterisk to note that Bonds may have had chemical help slugging his way into history, a charge he denies. Speaking of history, the governor's been busy signing a bunch of bills into law this week. Here's one worth taking special note of. California sheriffs, overwhelmed with overcrowding, can send some inmates home. The law's effective immediately. L.A.'s sheriff says he's ready to reassign 2,000 inmates to home detention. Only people who've committed low-level offenses, he promises, adding they'll be monitored by electronic ankle bracelets. Officials at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo are crowing over a $60 million pledge to the school's architecture department. They say it's the largest gift in the history of the California State University system, from a successful entrepreneur who made his fortune in other fields but never forgot his first love for architecture. For the last 12 years, Cal State Monterey Bay has prided itself on being something like a small liberal arts college. Not for much longer. The school is poised to double in size over the next decade in order to help serve California's growing population. Bulldozers dominate the seaside campus this fall. This land used to be part of Fort Ord, a massive army base that once dominated Monterey Bay. There are plans to raise the abandoned bungalows, but much of the school still operates in retrofitted buildings spruced up with coats of cheerful pastel paint.
Yeah, it's been about 12 years, so we like to say that we're in our adolescence now.
Kathy Cruz Uribe is the school's new provost, one of a slew of new administrators charged with taking Monterey Bay into its next stage of development. She functions much like a chief operating officer does in the private sector, helping to manage day-to-day operations. Cruz Uribe arrived here in January from Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff.
Prior to coming here, I was the dean of the College of Social and Behavioral Sciences. Now, that's a much bigger university than this one. My own particular college there had about as many students as this campus does.
That's about to change. Monterey Bay is welcoming its largest freshman class ever this year. There are about 4,000 students altogether. There's enough space here to hold twice that many students, but that kind of expansion is a daunting prospect.
What are we going to look like? What kind of programs do we want to grow? Where is the need? Where will we attract students?
It's part of Cruz Uribe's job to help answer those questions before the end of this academic year. The window in her office gives you a panoramic view of the quad, a featureless stretch of lawn that basks in sunshine or hides in a blanket of fog, depending on the time of day. A few years from now, if all goes as planned, the campus will sparkle as brightly as the bay it sits next to. She steps outside. That construction noise is coming from the crew building a brand new library due to open next fall.
The library will face onto this crescent area with a meadow, and then again trying to work with this natural existing native grove of oaks and things like that. So the shift of the campus will kind of be around the crescent, which echoes the crescent shape of the bay. And yeah, it's a really great idea.
The Tanamura and Antle Family Memorial Library is the second new academic construction project. The Chapman Science Academic Center was the first. As the name suggests, new buildings don't happen without a fair bit of private money, a fact of life for public schools across the country.
Some universities quip that they've gone from being state-supported to state-assisted to state-located. We still get a large percentage of our funding from the state, but getting private donations is critical.
Rebuilding the physical campus may be the easy part for Cruz Uribe and her colleagues. When Monterey Bay started, faculty members had something like 6 months to throw together a curriculum for the Cal State System's 21st school. Today, faculty and staff have about that much time to develop an intellectual game plan that will take the 21st school into the 21st century.
Given our tight resources,
at a meeting of the academic planning group, the debate is collegially boisterous, but members disagree over the university's core values set out in the original vision statement, now 12 years old. Dr. Brian Simmons is interim dean of the College of Professional Studies.
We have all these values that we talk about, but how real are a lot of them, and what do the numbers show us?
Some of those values have proven to be liabilities when it comes to recruiting new students, like insisting on 2 years of foreign language proficiency. But the school has done well meeting another core value, serving the local region. The numbers show roughly 40% of the student body today comes from Monterey, Santa Cruz, and San Benito counties. Some members of the group argue Monterey Bay should focus on raising that percentage. It can't be done, says Cruz Uribe.
Is it possible to serve only the Tri-County area? No, we know that's absolutely not possible. There aren't enough students. There aren't enough students in the pipeline. And in fact, the entire state is going to be competing for students.
In the parking lot outside some of the dorms, 23-year-old Adria Hernandez is just the kind of student this school is keen to attract. She's local, from Hollister, a transfer student, and a community-minded citizen planning to go into special education. Hernandez says she chose Monterey Bay precisely because she wanted a smaller school.
You get to know more of your teachers instead of like at a big college where you don't know your teacher at all and they don't really seem to care. And these teachers do over here a lot, so that's why I like it a lot here.
The school's appeal to Hernandez may be the very thing Monterey Bay loses as it grows. Hernandez is well on her way to graduation. The school she leaves behind faces the biggest test yet in its short history. That's the California Report for Thursday, September 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. AARP and its more than 3 million California members working to ensure access to affordable, quality health care for all Californians. Online at aarp.org. And the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California at calhospitalcompare.org.